Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the astrological energies from February 3rd through February 10th as we build up to a very powerful Aquarius new moon, and we have a strong focal point on Aquarius energies. We're going to talk about what this means so that you can work with these energies in the best possible way in your life. And perhaps recognize how you're being supported right now, because we are certainly being supported with these new directions that we're moving into, the new areas that are opening up for you, what is emerging, what is coming through, what is showing up for you that is different, that is fresh, that is unexpected. These are some of the themes that are happening throughout this month, but particularly over the next week and into the middle of February. What we're seeing right now is that it's time to move forward. It's time to move into a next phase, a new chapter. And I know I've said this in a number of podcast episodes lately, but it's important to reiterate because it is time. It can feel like we wait forever for something new to come in or come through. It can feel like at times we're circling in similar energies or clearing out healing themes or same patterns and routines. And it can be a rut or something that we get stuck in. But a lot about February is a push forward. It's movement into a new experience of yourself, a new experience of your own energy. And that's because the Aquarius energies are an accumulation of energies that you have been working with that are showing you more of who you are, more of your unique essence, more of what you're about, more of what you want, more of what's possible, and more of where you can go next. And this energy is very fresh. It's very new. And you could even be going into some deeper realizations where you say, I didn't know that who I am, or I didn't realize I was good at something. I didn't realize I could do this, fill in the blank. It's like there's these openings into new parts of ourselves that we just didn't see before. And it's requiring us to move into these experiences, if that's what you want, if that's your intention, and to also develop a sense of courage to be yourself. Now, this energy is very strong throughout 2021, this energy of the courage to be who you are, who you uniquely are, the courage to be different, and to know who you are. That's because this Chiron in Aries has been showing you more of who you really are that maybe you weren't aware of. And now as it works with the planets in Aquarius, it's what you take out into the world. It's how you share your unique essence with others, but also how you recognize it in yourself. And this next week has a strengthening of that. A strengthening of self, a strengthening of individuation, a strengthening of your own leadership through your life, and a sense of it's okay to be me. In fact, that's why we took a body at this time on the planet, or why we chose to show up and be here, is because so many of you have many talents, many experiences, many energies, many things that you have worked with throughout your various lifetimes, and now you can make the most of it and trust what calls to you. So these energies are strong, and they're showing us more of who we are that, again, it could be brand new to you, something that you didn't realize you enjoy doing. This could just be a hobby. This could be a new interest. This could be something that you find stimulating and interesting. It might be a big life change. It might be something significant. But for other people, it could just be that you're opening up to more of what you're interested in and what you're drawn to. So over this next week, we're going to see Venus in Aquarius conjunct Saturn in Aquarius at 5 degrees. This is also important because both planets are going to be approaching a sextile to Chiron in Aries at 6 degrees. So here we have Venus conjunct Saturn, which is typically a reality check, something that comes through that we have to take responsibility for, we have to deal with. With Venus, it's usually about money, finances, something happening with the money you receive or what you pay, what you give out. You could see something that requires a restriction or a retraction. The Venus conjunct Saturn can be something that you have to say no to. It can also be something where you make a responsible decision or choice. There's always a maturing energy when the Saturn energy is involved. And with Venus, there's something about how we share and receive energies. And so this can actually be beneficial if you're ready to make a choice, a commitment, a decision around money, around relationships, around what you value, around where you're going, around friendships. Because these energies are in Aquarius, it does affect the bigger picture of our lives. And there could be something that comes through for you where you're saying yes. But you're saying yes confidently. You're saying yes from a place of, I've been thinking about this, I understand it, I understand what's at stake or what I'm agreeing to. So if you're, say, signing a contract, you're agreeing to something, you're understanding terms and conditions, this Venus conjunct Saturn is really asking you to think about it for the long term and to make sure that it's in alignment with what you really need, what you really want, what you really value. In which case, Saturn helps secure it. Saturn helps strengthen it. But if it isn't in alignment with what you want or where you're going for the long term, then it may be shut down. There might be a stop sign or a hard no. So the energy here is about really being clear in yourself about who you are now, what you want. And then there will be alignment with this energy and what you're meant to say yes to and what you can say no to. Then Venus in Aquarius is going to square Uranus in Taurus at 6 degrees and also sextile Chiron in Aries at 6 degrees. So we have a very active Venus over the next week. And what she's doing is she's helping us realign, recalibrate, recenter, reprogram what is in our hearts. And that's why I'm feeling this energy. It's a reworking of the heart chakra based on what you have healed, how far you've come, what you've come to understand about yourself, what you need, what you want, where you're going, and also making sure that the process you've been moving through is grounded in the heart, is centered in the heart. And that heart energy is about how you feel. It's about what you need, how you receive love, what is authentic and true for you. And in Aquarius, I know I'm going to be repetitive here, but I just feel this accumulation of energies across multiple lifetimes. And what I'm seeing is a filter, sort of like maybe the heart has accumulated many experiences, many feelings, many relationships, many understandings of partnerships and what feels good to you in friendships and what does not. This energy is helping you filter. It's a filtering energy that is sorting and filtering. And I'm also seeing it shuffling. So there's been a deeper energy moving through our heart that is operating with our value systems. And I'm feeling like this is where there's going to be the new people, new friendships, new connections, new openings to others that actually fit with these new settings of the heart chakra. It's funny how I'm seeing this as very electronic, which I think is quite Aquarian, where it's the filtering, the sorting, the things getting reshuffled, and then it has a new setting. There's like a new energetic setting. So it could be an important week for financial decisions and choices. There could be financial matters, money matters that come up, but just look at what you want to do for the long term and allow things to go. Because when Venus squares Uranus, there are breakouts, there's things that are let go of, they're released, they're no longer needed. But then also new comes in as well. Because that Venus square to Uranus can be beneficial. It can be helpful. We tend to think of squares as a challenge or tension or force. But with Venus, it's a softer energy. And it's like there could be something that comes through quickly or develops fast. Especially because she's also sextiling that Chiron in Aries energy that's a healing energy. So there could be a heart healing this week. There could be something that shifts within you, within your own energetic container within your heart, within a sense of what matters to you now, there could also be this cleansing out of the heart chakra from any scars or remnants from the past. This feels like if you visualize a heart, the shape of a heart, it's like at the very bottom point of the heart there can be energies that are stuck, like tar or grout. And it's what we've carried, what we haven't let go of, maybe what we don't see, what we're not aware of. This energy can be shaken out. It's a bit like when something has gotten so stuck and it's hardened. Yes, that's what it feels like. If something has been hardened in the bottom pits of the heart, there is potential this month for it to crack and get flushed out. Almost like it just has this removal. If that's your intention, if that's what you want. And this can be some lower octave stuff, bitterness, resentment, pain, anger, anything from the past or past life relationships that have been a burden. I'm also feeling it as a heaviness. So if there's been a heaviness in your heart, if something's been hardened, if you've been holding on to older stories and experiences that have been weighing you down, this could be a week where that is shaken up and removed. If that's your intention and if you're ready for that, because I feel like what's coming in is going to really elevate us and open us up to a more expanded heart, more expanded, more conscious, thriving. It has this beautiful energy around it that is very full. It's like full of life and full of fresh energy, full of fresh air, full of this new, it's almost like a zest for life. So it's interesting how there is strong Venus energy and it's really showing us more of how we've grown and how we've healed. And I feel like it's beautiful that it's timed with even the collective energy around Valentine's Day and everything that can feel good about love, the love we give to others, the love that we receive, but how we contribute to the energy of love on the planet. Aquarius is a universal energy. It's about how we are co-creating a love vibration on the planet. And how are we doing so consciously, especially at this time on the planet with so much that's still changing, so much that's still unsteady. And there's so much about this year that's going to be unsteady. So know that. That's just part of the ongoing themes of 2021. But what I'm feeling is that there is a release here, a release valve, if you will, from what has been in the heart, what has been weighing you down or holding you back. All of that can be released and cleansed, and you might feel it very quickly. And whatever you are moving through, shifting, changing, healing, growing, that Venus is then going to have a lot of support on February 10th, February 11th, as she makes a conjunction to Jupiter in Aquarius at 12 degrees. And this conjunction is buoyant, it's happy, it's optimistic, it's expansive. Jupiter always expands, and it shows you what you've been learning. It's going to show you what you've been learning in relationships through your heart. But that Aquarius energy also is going to show you how to do something differently. So I feel like this Venus conjunct Jupiter, February 10th, February 11th, February 12th, is about how relationship changes are happening to support your growth and how you have learned a lot about how to relate to people. Now, how can you do it from a place that's purer, that honors more of what you need, what you can give, what you can receive? It's very expansive. So Venus does make that conjunction to Saturn February 5th, then squares Uranus in Taurus February 6th, then is conjunct Jupiter February 11th. A lot of outer planet interactions with this Venus. So she's changing, she's growing, she's maturing, and you're going to see this and feel this in the people who are best for you, especially those that resonate at a heart level, but also within yourself, within your sense of love, acceptance, understanding more of who you are, and that exactly perfect for who you are at this time in your own life and in your own journey. And it's something to integrate in yourself. That would be one of our main assignments over this next week, is how we are accepting ourselves, how we are understanding ourselves, how we are connecting to more of the soul's vibration that supports the human self. Okay, so the visual I'm getting is that of the middle of a, looks like a bike wheel, all the spokes that go out of a bike wheel. And in the center is the soul's energy. But then, of course, the soul's energy goes out to all of the spokes in the bike wheel, and they all represent different lives, different lifetimes, different soul experiences. And so we are simply having one experience on that wheel, and we're experiencing one form of energy now. But what they're showing me is that that whole wheel, every spoke, every part of it is connected to the soul's higher vibrating essence of love. That is so beautiful, so beautiful. And they're showing me the energy as being very pure in its light, like it's a very clear white energy, but then it changes into different colors and it becomes yellow and then pink and then purple and blue. And it just moves through all these different energies and colors, but it's always connected to that source of soul energy. So if you can visualize that image of the middle of the very middle of the wheel, it's sort of like there's so much energy there. There's so many messages there too. And then if you look at the side of the wheel, it's not flat. It's like the spokes go out in every direction and it creates this really amazing star. It looks like a very vibrant, pulsing, alive star with all these different spokes coming out of it. So the energy is really beautiful and it feels very crystalline, very pure, very strong, very clarifying as well. And there's something here where, again, I feel it working directly with the heart, but it really could be working in all or any areas of your energy field. So of course, discern for yourself what feels best for you and what feels right. But I'm just feeling like we have so much support right now. There's so much support to move ahead, to move forward, to again, try something new, try something different, because there's so much support at a soul level for this energy to come through and be something that you can trust. And so this brings me to more about the Aquarius energies right now. So just going into the basics, Aquarius is the 11th sign of the zodiac, and it is an air sign. The significance around Aquarius is that it is the third and final air sign. The first is Gemini, which is our own mind, our own brain, how we communicate, how we take in information. The second air sign is Libra. Libra is how we communicate with others one-on-one, how we share conversations, how we interact with other people, cooperation, giving and receiving. Then we have Aquarius, the third air sign, that takes those ideas, those lessons, those teachings from Gemini and Libra and applies them in a bigger perspective, a bigger essence. And this is where there is more going on. There's more stimuli, more ideas, more things in the world. There's a higher viewpoint with Aquarius energy, and it's even energies of the future. It's where we're at a place to be more receptive to things that seem unconventional, unexpected. Oh, I didn't understand that before, but now I do. It's where we have quantum understandings and really significant breakthroughs. And it's because of what has been learned and experienced through the other air signs that have continued to formulate our perceptions, how our mind has grown, how our communication styles have grown. And in Aquarius, we have the energies of technology, space, innovation, social media, mass communications, digital discoveries, new technologies, new ways of working with energies that are quite cosmic and out there that aren't quite understood because they're from the future and it can take a little bit for our human mind to integrate and understand. So this Aquarius energy takes us forward. It takes us into new territories, new understandings, higher wisdom, and also cosmic intelligence. So I feel like with all these planets gathering together in Aquarius right now, we're really opening up to more potentials in our soul's energy field. It's sort of like these untapped potentials, maybe something that you've done in previous lifetimes or it comes naturally to you, but now you're applying it in a fresh manner or you're understanding it in a new way. Or perhaps you're doing something completely new and different that you haven't done before, but it feels really good. It seems to line up with who you are and where you're going. So again, these energies are very clear and they're supporting us in moving forward. And that's one of the big themes now. And in fact, it's very significant because of how these energies in Aquarius are going to continue to play out into 2023. Now, I have a video for you on YouTube about the Aquarius new moon that talks about how the planets are moving through Aquarius right now and why what you start and initiate at this new moon on February 11th plays out into early 2023. So just a quick rundown of that is that this new moon is at 23 degrees of Aquarius. That's what you want to locate in your natal chart. 23 degrees of Aquarius, which house is it in? Because the house is where the energy is emerging and being started. That's where the energy is coming through. And it's a very important point of intention. 23 degrees of Aquarius. Now, the reason why it's so significant is because two outer planets, Jupiter and Saturn, are trailing behind, and they're going to come across this 23 degrees Aquarius point multiple times, both of them. Throughout this year, Jupiter is going to be at 23 degrees of Aquarius three times, and then in 2022 and 2023, Saturn comes across 23 degrees of Aquarius three times as well. That's what makes this particular new moon rare, impactful, and important because there is support for what starts this month. There is expansive support through Jupiter as Jupiter comes through and brings in opportunities, ideas, abundance, the right people, ways to grow, whatever it is that you're ready to start. Then Saturn comes through in 2022 and shows you more of what's needed, provides a reality check, brings in structure, gives you a sense of how to keep growing or building something, what stays, what goes, and it makes it firmer. So here we have a very important initiation point this month that helps you take something into the future. That's why anything you can do with vision boards, envisioning, using your imagination, being very clear in what is calling to you. Again, you might not know the hows and you might not know the ifs or the whens, but if you can see what you want and where you're going, you can trust that. I also feel like this strong Aquarius energy is going to provide a decalcification of the third eye energies. Meaning if that third eye has felt blocked, if you have felt like it's been stagnant or heavy, there's an energy here of removal that's polishing up the third eye chakra and allowing you to see more of what you can create and experience in this lifetime. It is an evolutionary energy for humanity. There is something here where the human container, we'll call it, the human energy field is being elevated and it's evolving, especially with these strong Aquarius energies. We're going to have new abilities. I feel like it's new intuitive abilities, new psychic abilities, new energetic talents. There's things that are opening up I see it coming through as these newer light codes from other galaxies, other universes. Light codes being energy sources streaming in, such as neutrinos, which the sun emits. There's energies coming onto our planet that are new, that are different, and that are supporting the Earth's evolution, supporting what Gaia needs, but also working with us individually and working with our own energy systems. And it's been ongoing. I mean, this is not brand new, but there's something powerful about February and into the next number of years where these energies are going to come in more quickly. And this is going to be disruptive at times. It's going to be those nights you just can't sleep and you don't know why. It's going to be those times when your mind literally won't shut off, or there's so much pulsing through you that it feels like you can't relax. This is where the nervous system can be really turned up to 11 at times. This is where we have to monitor our mindfulness, look at where we are going into certain stories and narratives, being very aware of our own anxiety, because all of this energy is supporting us in what we're doing next, but I feel like it can also be really overwhelming. It can just be overwhelming at times. It can also throw off your body's natural rhythm, even your circadian rhythm and your appetite, where your body could be really hungry nonstop for a full day, and then 2 days later, you don't want anything to eat. There could be erratic energies, erratic feelings. Like, it's just, it has this sense of all you can do is go with it. It can be difficult to plan because there's things that could be coming through that are just so disruptive and so unexpected. You could feel this not only through your nervous system, but again, through your digestive system, or even through your endocrine system and anywhere else really in the body, because all parts of us feel these changes. So just know that it's part of the upgrade and the shifts, and to take care of yourself in the moment. It's sort of like when you're really thirsty, drink a lot of water. If you're really hungry, eat what you need to eat. It's understanding that some of this stuff as it comes through, it's not going to make sense to the mind, but it's going to show us energetically what we need. And I'm also feeling these energies strongly working with our neurological systems, working with the brain, like the very deeper tissues of the brain. What I'm seeing is an exfoliation. And the exfoliation is actually working with some very deep root chakra energies that have been trapped in the brain. And that's just how I'm seeing it. It's sort of like when you look at the side of the brain tissue, I'm seeing a little, we'll call it like a little mini chakra system in the brain. And it's going into, reptilian energies, those reptilian experiences of being on the planet where it was so much about survival and fight and it has some really dark layers in it too. I feel like that's being cleared out and it's being worked with through these new light code energies, but it's very crystalline. Okay, and now they're showing me it's similar to that visual I gave you earlier of the bottom tar pits of the heart. It's similar as like the tar energy, the heaviness in the brain. It looks like not only root chakra energies, like the lower vibrations of root chakra energies, but it looks like hardened DNA. It looks like energies that haven't circulated, because all of our body needs fresh air. You know, we need fresh air, fresh stimuli, fresh energy coming in. It looks like these very deep layers of tissue that haven't received oxygen. They've just been shut down. There is potential for that to be removed and released, for that to be extracted, and for those parts of ourselves that maybe have held some really intense emotions, fears, very significant energy perhaps it's been carried through in multiple lifetimes, that can also be cracked and flushed out as these big energies come through. So this could even just be an important visual. They're saying to just focus on the visual of a very, it's just like a hardened tar. It just has that grout energy in it. I don't know how else to describe it. And if you just imagine it like cracking and flushing out or dissolving or being removed or just something can, okay. So they're saying this is how you can use the power of visualizations through the third eye chakra to shift your energy field, to remove something. You can visualize it. And because you're visualizing it from a place of higher consciousness, it has the power to impact the lower consciousness energies. And that's why it works. That's why it can be removed. So yes, you could do something with energy healing, with Reiki, especially if it's very emotional or very intense. Trust yourself. Trust what you need to do. But what they're saying is that because of how far we've come, how our consciousness has expanded and our awareness has grown, there's some of these things that you can just remove visually, and then they're removed from the energy field. And it's really quite simple. It could almost feel like it's too simple. But what you could do, and they're saying even before you go to bed, or if you're laying down for a nap, or if you're doing something that's very relaxing, if you visualize it and surround yourself with that higher vibrating energy, if you're really surrounding yourself with love, support, acceptance, anything you need, it's going to crack open this energy, and it's just going to be extracted, removed, dissolved. And they're showing me that you might not even know what the energy is, meaning, okay, so for some people, you could know. You could be like, oh, this is my fear that I've been carrying around money, or this is something I've been holding around my family, or there's so many things it could be. They're saying it's okay if you don't know what it is exactly, but it's almost like doing, okay, they're calling it a brain scan. You do your own brain scan, and you might feel or find a lot of these energy pits, a lot of these hardened areas of grout in the brain and in the mind is where they're showing me this. And you can just flush it out, and you could find a lot. Like they're saying you could find, 20, you could find more than 20, you could find 4, but whatever feels right to you, it can all be removed at this time. And that there's something about how this frees up so much of our energy field to move forward, to move into what's next. And it looks really amazing. It's sort of like cleaning up the tile in your bathroom. It's cleaning up parts of our energy that it's just been stuck, and now it's being released. And then they're showing me this is also related to the sun conjuncting Mercury retrograde in Aquarius, which is happening on February 8th at 19 degrees. So part of Mercury conjunct the sun is that sun warmth, light, power blasting through the mental capabilities and the mind's energy field to open it up more, to clear it out. And it feels, again, very high vibrating. I feel it at a crystalline level. I also feel it as an ongoing way to stay powerful in your energy, meaning this could be a visual that you do regularly. This could be something that you even enjoy, like that cleaning out the brain, because the brain has so many integral little nooks and crannies, if you will, that there's something about this being part of a neurological reprogramming that removes the stories, but it's the emotional imprints that I think are the heaviest and that have perhaps weighed us down from trying new things or from expanding and knowing more of ourselves. So I hope all this is connecting for you in whatever way works for you, but it's something that is very supported throughout February. This is also helping us develop more confidence and courage to know ourselves and to be ourselves in the world. That is one of the key themes of Aquarian energy. It's where you have an opportunity to honor your unique essence, your unique energy field, and to feel good about just being in the world. Yes, it's about what you can contribute and what you offer and how you connect to people, but there's something here about just feeling a peacefulness at a base level, at a root level, that infuses your whole sense of self. This theme will be continuing throughout this year as Saturn in Aquarius sextiles Chiron in Aries at 6 degrees. And Chiron has already been over this territory in your chart. Chiron is simply covering the tracks of last year. Whatever your big healing themes were last year in this Aries area of your chart, the first decan of Aries is where Saturn comes in to provide stability and support. Saturn is now present to say, okay, here's the plan. This is what we're going to do. You're not alone. I'm going to support you and help you develop your strength in yourself. So a lot of this year is about strengthening and further growing and developing what you went through in 2020 that perhaps felt very personal. Chiron in Aries is showing us new parts of ourselves that have felt vulnerable or insecure, that are showing us where we have had unhealed parts of our sense of self that are now being brought up. Things that we're meant to see. Again, this does relate to that root chakra energy because Aries energy can be very root chakra. But what it's showing you more is that it's okay to be vulnerable at times, to feel afraid, to have insecurities, to feel really emotional, and to let it move through, to flush it out, to be aware of it, to continue to love yourself, and then to understand what remains. What remains after those parts have flushed out? What has been revealed to you through the vulnerabilities, through the emotional experiences? What has been shown to you as a new part of your truth? Because Chiron in Aries is going to strengthen who you really are, what you're really here to do that's truly related to your sense of self. And then we have Saturn, again, coming through as a support system throughout this year. Now, I talk about this more specifically in the 2021 Soul Growth Astrology webinar program that has 6 webinars in it, covers the main astrology of this year. And a specific video talks about these Saturn-Chiron interactions. So this is really a year where things are going to feel stronger, clearer, and more solid. And you're going to understand what you've been learning. It could show you some themes throughout your soul's history, some soul contracts, some soul lessons. And now is a time when it's been brought to your awareness. Perhaps you've healed it or you're working on healing it. And I feel like this energy gives us the strength to move forward even after loss. If you've been doing a lot of grieving, feeling that a lot has been removed, if there's things in your life that have been challenging and required a lot of energy, there's something here where throughout this year, Saturn's going to support what's next. And Saturn is a bit like chin up, head straight, adjust your crown, let's keep going. So Saturn makes you think about the future, not the past, especially in Aquarius. And now we're going to have some support for those next steps and those new endeavors. So overall, a really beautiful week at hand, really beautiful energies coming up. I know that this works with everybody differently, but it's important to note that all the planets in Aquarius, Sun, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, are opening you up to more of who you are, more of what you're here to experience in this lifetime, the new directions, the new pathways, and even a new sense of self, a new awareness around your own energy. And if you have questions about any of this, if you're uncertain, if you don't know, if you're thinking, oh, Molly, this feels really big, but I don't know what this means for me, then all you have to do is ask. Ask your spirit guides, ask your angels, ask God, source, spirit, the universe, whatever you connect with. Ask yourself. Just simply ask and allow the answers to come through and come in, because you are the master of your energy. You are deeply connected to your own soul's energy field, and you have the answers for yourself. And that's certainly part of this journey, is where we trust our answers. We trust our energy. We trust what comes through for us, knowing that in this life experience, we really can have the best of the human experience and the soul experience at the same time. So I'm going to leave you with that for this week's show. Thank you so much for joining me as always. I will be back every Monday and Wednesday with another podcast episode. Please check out my videos on YouTube, where you'll find the Aquarius New Moon video, as well as tons of free videos in the playlist. You'll find videos on the dwarf planets and the asteroids. You'll find videos on learning your astrology chart, more specific themes. There's a lot there. So I know that some of you have a lot of questions and you're ready to go deeper, and I hope that my YouTube channel offers you a lot of resources for doing so. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online or over at my author website at consciouscoolchic.com, where I am the author of 10 books, including a number of audiobooks. And I hope that I can continue to assist you and support you on your journey. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you back here very soon. Wishing you a beautiful February as these energies continue to come in and support us. I'll see you soon.